the rest of the story. Charlie was 25 years old, and he was fed up with success. He had been seduced, he concluded, by the plastic American dream of a wife and a family and a house in the suburbs and a station wagon with wood on the side. He had been lured by the tacit promise of society that money could, after all, buy one's happiness. And yet it was a pot of fool's gold at the end of the rainbow, Charlie said, a treasure not worth hunting. And so Charlie, looking around him, decided to change the scenery on the landscape of his life. In the vernacular of the day, he would just drop out, and he dropped out. But this is the rest of the story. At first, Charlie's wife, Eve, hardly knew what to think, but she loved her husband and she respected his ideals, so she would accompany him on his uncharted journey. Bending beneath the weight of conformity and the burden of material things, Charlie decided they must first get rid of their $35,000 house, so they got rid of it. They just gave it back to the realtor and walked away. Of course, now they had no place to stay, so the couple moved in with Charlie's parents. After 3 years and two children, Charlie and Eve felt it was time to buy another home of their own. But only after a few weeks in the new house, they gave it away to charity, along with everything else of value they owned. And before anyone knew what had happened, the family was on the road, traveling and living in a Volkswagen van. Eve took up painting and Charlie wrote a little. But mainly they reveled in their liberation from the snares of society, and they made of their freedom a game. One day Charlie and Eve got divorced. Now, wait a minute. They had no intention of separating. They just got divorced as a protest against the convention of marriage. And then they sued the state for the right to educate their children at home, free from the lessons of prejudice and conformity and materialism taught in public schools. Charlie's experiment in individuality began 25 years ago. He is now 50. He and Eve are still together, living on campgrounds in their van, still cooking over a kerosene stove, still battling the chill of winter as best they can. But somewhere out there on the open road, quietly, slowly, while no one was looking, the fun of it all slipped away and seems to be gone forever. Only a few dollars are left now from something Charlie once wrote. Applications for public welfare have been rejected because they have no permanent address. The last anyone talked to him, Charlie confided that he was falling apart, that Eve was now totally disoriented. He keeps saying that they had been naive. For Charlie, the nonconformist, the free spirit, the anti-materialist, had not anticipated that freedom, too, has its price. For the harbinger of the social revolution of the 1960s was a popular motion picture that preached rebellion against a plastic, materialistic society, which personified the societal seduction of idealistic youth in a character you know as Mrs. Robinson. Remember the movie, The Graduate? Until this moment, you've never met Charlie Webb. Well, he's the author of The Graduate. And he, the author, went on to make a real-life journey into the netherworld beyond the bright dream to report the dreadful irony that in liberty itself, one is often enslaved. And now you know the rest of the story.